Your hometown news talk and sports station is Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and WXCO 1230 AM.
Welcome back. Up North News on the radio and online. At Up North Show, as you cruise through Facebook or Up North News WI, if you want to see our main news page where we post throughout the day. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg with us for a few more minutes to wrap up this hour. And as advertised, from square one, Katie, where'd the idea for goats come from?
Oh, well, you know, I wish I could tell you it just sprang forth out of nowhere. But I, as all good things, I found it was on Twitter. And I saw Madison Parks in 2020 employed goats for the first time to eat some of their invasive species. And, you know, it struck me, we need them. We have lots of island parks along the river, and we want to make sure that we're not polluting the river. So I pestered our parks department for a whole year. And in 2021, we brought the goats from Almond, Wisconsin, Liberation Farmers. And they spent about a month with us last year enjoying all the buckthorn, which is something we don't do. We don't enjoy it. So really exciting. And they are here right now for the second year in a row. It's now, I think it's going to have to happen every year here on out. Maybe we'll have sheep. Maybe we'll have others.
I have to tell you, last year when this first started, we were talking about it on our Wednesday night show, the Up North Podcast. And I was immediately a fan because I have been in a war, a one-man war against buckthorn along one of my property lines for years now. And my wife is full on with the idea that if we could, you know, just pen off the buckthorn area and, you know, rent a goat for a while, we'd be all in. But that's because we liked the novelty of it. But now I get to ask you, and clearly you brought them back, so I think I know the answer. Is it working? How do you know that it's working as well as other ways to treat invasive species?
Yeah, so it's working. You can tell, I think we did maybe a time lapse, and you can actually see the work that they've done eating those shoots of buckthorn and kind of getting rid of that stuff. So it's working, and it's nice that we don't have to use those herbicides again, because we're right by the river. But yeah, Parks Department is pleased with it. And also, you know, this park that we have targeted for this kind of remediation is not a park that's been used a lot. So it's really brought more attention to it, and people are excited to be out there. You know, I even got a message from somebody in the winter, where are the goats? I'm like, well, they're at home now. But, you know, maybe that's the opportunity for us. Maybe we just need them year round. We got a lot of spaces. I have the county administrator asking me about it because I think he has some parks he'd like to take care of. So, you know, this could be a thing for us.
I hate to take this in a terribly dark direction for some people, but part of the reason we could also be in favor of it, as my wife and I have both discovered on international trips, I mean, goat's as delicious as it gets. So, I mean, it's much like your Thanksgiving turkey, you know, they're serving a role for a while and then they're serving a different one entirely. People have asked you about this, and I know that other cities or other folks have hit you up on Twitter saying, I got to talk to you about this. Yeah. Are you aware of places that have actually taken that from talking to you about it to putting it in action?
Yeah, earlier this year, I had an opportunity to speak at the Milwaukee County Parks meeting to testify in favor of goats and our experience. And they voted unanimously in favor of this. So I don't know when their goats are coming or if they're planning for next year or this year, but really exciting that this is kind of spreading. I would love to see the state employ goats, you know, instead of maybe using mowing or herbicides along the roads. I would love to see that. And actually, I maybe have pestered the governor's office a little bit about that.
I mean, honestly, can you imagine that you're taking 94, you know, to Madison, Milwaukee, you're heading, you know, 39 up north, and in the medians are, you know, like fenced off areas, and you, on your drive, you're always looking, where are the goats? Oh, they've made it this far, you know, this week, you know.
So delightful. You can't be mad. Cut down on road rage.
I like that. We are really onto something here. And it's these kind of ideas that are going to bridge divides. There are always things that transcend politics. You know, I mentioned, you know, Bill Russell at the top of the hour and sports. And you know, there are things that I can bond over with my Republican neighbors, like our war against buckthorn and other weeds. But we are keenly aware in Wisconsin, in part because of Catherine Kramer's work and others, that the rural-urban divide has really gotten worse in politics, I guess, over this generation, whatever you want to call it. And we've talked before about how the Wausau political split has become more exacerbated too. Do you feel like your willingness to, again, just kind of be more genuine and bring in some ideas, you know, it has helped that? Or, I mean, be frank, if you feel like things with the rest of Marathon County are as bad or worse than ever, I mean, maybe that's the case too.
Yeah, you know, it has been tough. It's been a tough couple of years. We've just had over and over again, we've been hit with really hard things to deal with. This pandemic, hard to deal with. This water stuff, I mean, even Marathon County's Community for All discussion, obviously covered by the New York Times and all of that, like that is hard. And it kind of highlights, you know, where we think differently. And I don't think that's all of who we are, though. You know, there are plenty of people out there who I disagree with on some issues, but I can agree with on a lot. I mean, we are made of the same stuff. We grew up in the same places, enjoying the same parks. So I don't want to overemphasize this urban-rural divide because, you know, I go to Milwaukee. We care about the same stuff as Milwaukee. We care about the same stuff as Madison. I care about the same stuff as Jim Payne up in Superior, right? Like this is all, this is manufactured in a lot of ways to divide us. And it makes us easier as demographics, right? And I don't want that. I want people to come together and be able to solve problems. You know, the goats, if you're a fiscal conservative, it is so much cheaper to employ these goats for a month than it is to have people handpick or use herbicides. And, you know, fiscal conservative like that, you know, it's not hard.
It's not. And frankly, yes, I think a lot of it is manufactured. From my time in the legislature, I found that working with the delegation in Milwaukee, you know, on behalf of lower income children who need good schools. Well, I'm representing a rural Wisconsin district with lower income kids that need good schools. And so we worked on, you know, different ways to provide that aid. Last thing, Katie, of course, is because you've made just a stellar, but not at all surprising, you know, reputation in your first couple of years. You know, people are rushing and people want to know, why aren't you running for U.S. Senate this year? Why aren't you running for governor? What's that been like for people trying to rush the next chapter of your story?
Yeah, that is not what I'm about. I am about trying to do the best I can in this job. And, you know, it's really, I feel honored that people think that I'm capable and qualified of being any of those things. I'm super proud to support the people who are running for those races. But yeah, I want to be here for my community. I would not feel comfortable taking off after 2 years and saying, see you guys later. Thanks for the memories. So yeah, I'm here.
I'm guessing your husband would probably have something to say about that too. He's,
yeah,
he's been a
yeah.
reluctant but enthusiastic supporter.
Yeah, he doesn't love the politics, but he does love Wausau.
He has been a great sport, as have you, Katie Rosenberg. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This has been fun.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back with our next hour.